Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Throughout the history of jazz, musicians have often recorded tributes to other jazz artists who have passed away. And on several previous Nightlights programs, I've featured some of those compositions. In the next hour, we'll hear more such music with an emphasis on recordings made in the 1970s and 80s in tribute to Rahsaan Roland Kirk, Bill Evans, Jaco Pastorius, and others, performed by Miles Davis, Woody Shaw, Charles Mingus, Pat Metheny, and more. It's Turn Out the Stars, Volume 6, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you. GEB Piano Roll.
Pianist Jackie Byard performing a composition of his called GEB Piano Roll, recorded live at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco, California in August of 1979 from the album The Late Show. Byard had debuted that tune in the 1960s, and it was described by liner note writer Mark Gardner as a tribute to three young men, colleagues and personal friends of Jackie's, who all died far too young: George Tucker, Eric Dolphy, and Booker Little. Their first names form the acronym in the title of Byard's composition. If you're a musician, it might just be natural when another musician whom you admire passes on to decide to honor that musician with music. Certainly that's been the case throughout the history of jazz, and there are so many jazz elegies that this is the sixth Nightlight show to feature them. On this episode, I'll be focusing on recordings that were made in the 1970s and 80s, and I'm going to start with an artist that you may not have heard of, saxophonist and sometime flutist Frank Strozer, who was part of a highly talented group of artists such as pianist Harold Mayburn and saxophonist George Coleman, who emerged from the mid-20th century Memphis jazz scene, and who can be heard along with Strozer in the Nightlights program, the Memphis Mafia, at wfiu.org/nightlights. Strozer retired from the jazz scene in the 1980s, not long after recording an album with Mayburn called What's Going On, named after the Marvin Gaye tune that Strozer covered on it. Strozer also penned musical tributes to two fellow jazz artists who died young, one for Oliver Nelson, who had died in 1975 at the age of 43, and whom Strozer called a friend, the other for John Coltrane, who had died in 1967 at the age of 40, but whose enduring influence was already apparent when Strozer made these recordings. Here's Frank Strozer and Ollie on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
two jazz elegies from saxophonist Frank Strozier's 1978 album, What's Going On? We heard Psalm for John Coltrane, and before that, Ollie, written in memory of composer Oliver Nelson. Strozier accompanied by Danny Moore on trumpet, Harold Mayburn on piano, Stafford James on bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. Around the same time, trumpeter Woody Shaw was making an album for Columbia, not long after multi-instrumentalist Rahsaan Roland Kirk had passed away at the age of 42. While many jazz elegies are ballads, the tribute that Shaw recorded for Kirk on his album Rosewood is in a more swinging vein. We're also going to hear a tribute from Miles Davis to Jaco Pastorius, whose innovative bass playing, both as a leader and a member of the group Weather Report, influenced many bassists who followed him in the 1970s and 80s, and up to the present day. Pastorius died at 35 in 1987, and Davis recorded Marcus Miller's composition Mr. Pastorius not long after for the 1989 album Amandla. First, here's Woody Shaw and Rahsaan's Run on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Miles Davis performing Mr. Pastorius, a tune written by Miles' collaborator Marcus Miller and named in honor of bassist Jaco Pastorius, who passed away in 1987 at the age of 35. That comes from Davis' 1989 album Amandla, with Miller on bass, keyboards and bass clarinet, and Al Foster on drums. Trumpeter Woody Shaw before that with Rassan's Run, written and recorded not long after its subject Rassan Roland Kirk died in 1977 at the age of 42. That comes from Shaw's 1978 album Rosewood, with Carter Jefferson on tenor sax, Anaji Allen Gums on piano, Clint Houston on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. I'll have more jazz elegies from the 1970s and 80s in just a few moments. You can hear many previous Nightlights programs, including other shows of jazz elegies, on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Columbus Visitor Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Turn Out the Stars, Volume 6 on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I'm featuring jazz elegies recorded in the 1970s and 80s on this edition of Night Lights. Duke Ellington, the iconic bandleader and composer, died in 1974 at the age of 75. At the end of that year, bassist Charles Mingus, a longtime Ellington admirer who'd also played briefly with the Duke in the early 50s, recorded a series of sessions that would be released the following year as the albums Changes 1 and Changes 2. Each album included a version of his tribute, Duke Ellington's Sound of Love. We're going to hear the shorter version that features vocalist Jackie Paris, and we'll also hear baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan's 1977 musical remembrance of saxophonist Johnny Hodges, a key member of the Ellington Orchestra for much of the band's existence from the 1920s on. Hodges died in 1970. First, here's Charles Mingus and Duke Ellington's Sound of Love on Night Lights.
I was young and carefree, not a song had found my soul, lost in blues, jazz and ragtime, no sound had got to my mind. I was searching for my melody, love blues that gets me. Ooh. All alone, sad clown with his circus closed down, lost on my merry-go-round. Came a melody in my heart so yearning, taught me to hear music out of love from the soul. For this life we all with a lover and beloved as one Ellington sound of
Thank you.
baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan performing Song for Johnny Hodges, written in memory of the alto saxophonist who was a mainstay of Duke Ellington's orchestra from the late 1920s till Hodges' death in 1970. That's from the 1977 album Lionel Hampton Presents Jerry Mulligan, with Hampton on vibes, Hank Jones on piano, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar, George DeVivier on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. Bassist Charles Mingus before that with Duke Ellington's Sound of Love from the 1975 album Changes Too. Jackie Paris on vocals, George Adams on tenor sax, Jack Walrath and Marcus Belgrave on trumpet, Don Pullen on piano, and Danny Richman on drums. Pianist John Malachi, who died in 1987 at the age of 67, had nowhere near the kind of recognition that Duke Ellington or Johnny Hodges garnered in their lifetimes. But he was part of Billy Eckstine's mid-1940s big band that became an incubation point for bebop, and he also became an important figure to many younger jazz musicians later in his life. Pianist Jerry Allen composed and recorded a tribute to him not long after his death, showing us that a musician need not be famous to be both significant and remembered by his or her peers. Here's Jerry Allen, joined by bassist Charlie Hayden and drummer Paul Motion, performing for John Malachi on Nightlights. Jerry Allen performing for John Malachi, her tribute to a fellow pianist, with Charlie Hayden on bass and Paul Motion on drums, from the album In the Year of the Dragon. I'll close with a tribute to pianist Bill Evans that was recorded by guitarist Pat Metheny and keyboardist Lyle Mays for their landmark 1981 album, As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. Evans died at the age of 51 on September 15, 1980, as Metheny and Mays were recording the album. They both considered the pianist an important influence and decided to dedicate a new piece in remembrance of him. And I'm playing it now in memory of Lyle Mays, who passed away on February 10, 2020 at the age of 66, and whose pastoral style and keyboard approach was in itself an influential force on a number of musicians who followed him. Pat Metheny, Lyle Mays, and September 15th on Nightlights. I close with guitarist Pat Metheny and keyboardist Lyle Mays performing September 15th, written in honor of pianist Bill Evans, from their 1981 album As Falls Wichita, So Falls Wichita Falls. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can hear many previous Nightlights shows on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support comes from Columbus Visitors Center, celebrating everywhere art and unexpected architecture in Columbus, Indiana. Modern architecture and design to explore 45 minutes south of Indianapolis. More at columbus.in.us. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.